The Brothers. The first race that populated what we think of as Greece called themselves the Pelasgians, after Pelasgos, one of the original clay models Prometheus had made and into whom Athena had breathed life. Pelasgos was what we would consider ethnically Hellenic, with brownish skin, hair, and eyes. Later Greeks regarded these people, their languages and practices, as barbaric, and as we shall see, this first race was not fated to populate the Mediterranean for long. Prometheus knew that Zeus would seek some kind of retribution for his disobedience, and warned his brother Epimetheus that while he was away teaching the newly sprung up villages and towns how to use fire, he should on no account accept any gift from Olympus, no matter in what guise it presented itself. Epimetheus, who always acted first and considered the consequences later, promised to obey his more perspicacious brother. Nothing could prepare him for Zeus's gift, however. Epimetheus answered a knock at the door one morning to see the cheerful, smiling face of the messenger of the gods. "May we come in?" Hermes stepped nimbly aside to reveal, cradling a stoneware jar in her arms, the most beautiful creature Epimetheus had ever seen. Aphrodite was beautiful, of course she was, but too remote and ethereal to be considered as anything other than a subject of veneration and distant awe. Likewise, Demeter, Artemis, Athena, Hestia, and Hera, their loveliness was majestic and unattainable. The prettiness of nymphs, oreads, and oceanids, while enchanting enough, seemed shallow and childish, next to the blushing sweetness of the vision that looked up at him so shyly, so winningly, so adorably. "May we?" repeated Hermes. Epimetheus gulped, swallowed, and stepped backwards, opening the door wide. "Meet your wife-to-be," said Hermes. "Her name is Pandora."